This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Little known fact of the day, Tom Petty's song Free Fallin' is about the San Fernando Valley in California. My wife says, I love his music, I always have, and this day can go to hell.
Aww.
Did not know that. AJ's was more emotional than that.
Did he post a cry face?
No, I don't think that's quite his style.
I think
Donna Rogers has chimed in about being...
Me hating Beaumont? Yeah. I don't hate Beaumont. I have shows in San Antonio. Otherwise, I'd be there. I'd go.
What you said
I love
break.
Beaumont.
You said, thank God,
Joel,
you guys got to go to that hellhole again.
Stop it. I've been there a couple times already and enjoyed it every time.
We were at the one at Twin Peaks.
Yep. I did Twin Peaks.
We did two of those.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Actually, so yeah, more than twice for me then, because I've done that one three then. Because I did one with Shock as well on the Sunday.
And I did one with Raheel at Saltgrass.
Yeah. So there you go. I was pleasantly surprised at Beaumont. I had expectations. You know, you just assume the way a city.
I mean, tweeted that out right after I left.
I won't even mention the things you said about them.
Nick got rid of his Beaumont cherry and his virginity in Beaumont, and the Big B was good to Nick.
It'll shock you.
Yeah, there are definitely places in Beaumont that will definitely surprise you. No question. I didn't know that.
Like any place, I'm sure there are pockets of.
Oh yeah,
sadness.
AJ said, like when the Blitz relieved us, he was like, you know, when he first moved down here to Houston, he was not even thinking about Beaumont. And Beaumont was just like a place that was very far away from Houston, and his only focus was to get to get to Houston.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of how I thought of Beaumont. And unless you're from there, you know, people tend to think of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, a place that's pretty far away. But yeah. Well, it was fun.
Yeah, thanks to Wes King, our sales guy, who not only is from there and went to Lamar there. He's running for mayor there next year. He's in the process of printing up the lawn signs, but he had the Lamar Broadcasting Department come on over and see how they do things with 97.5. We were talking to them in between commercials.
Nice.
And we drove past Ford Field, which was a venue I didn't even know existed.
Not Ford Field, Ford Arena.
Or Arena.
Oh. Yeah. Barry, every fan base has terrible fans. Yesterday I sat between the world's worst Cowboys and Texans fan at a bar in Spring. I believe that. It's true.
Every Cowboys fan base at a bar, though, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
I'm
Cowboys fans at a bar. Oh,
America's team. That's where I draw the line. If you still say America's team, I'm sorry. I can't support you and you being a decent fan.
I have had several bad experiences at both Old Texas Stadium and Jerry World with the wrath of overly arrogant Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
It's just not fun, you know, because a lot of times they bait and switch you. Like they come across early on as being these nice people that are on the Fort Worth Community Relations Program that has made you such a huge fan of theirs. And then by like the second quarter, especially if their team is not doing well, they start throwing like knives and ready to like, you know, and barbs and cussing at you and pointing fingers and getting all salty. And it just gets worse if it doesn't get better.
That's one thing I'll appreciate about hockey fans, although I know hockey fans will start a fight with you too. But it's not. I feel like the tension is a lot less. Like when it's a playoff, like hockey game, and you're at a bar, it's more about the atmosphere and enjoying the beer and watching the game.
Yeah.
But you know,
somebody said Ford Park. By the way,
what's Ford Park?
Ford Park.
Oh my bad. So it's not Ford Arena either.
No,
Joel.
It's Ford Park.
Hashtag thanks, Joel.
The building is Ford Arena.
Yeah.
It says it on there. It's not the Ford Center, whatever you Ford Field. I'm like, what are we playing in Detroit now?
We got this
but then
text.
Richard says Ford Park, a hole.
We got this text. Hey, did you guys hear Elvis died? Signed Coma Guy. That's you, Mike. He always sends those, and I never read them. I just thought I'd read one Coma Guy text.
He's such a douche. That guy.
Being so mean
because I'm just being honest.
Why are you? It was he wasn't attacking anyone.
I understand that, but his whole mission, whenever he sends a text, is to try and be just as douchey as possible and get like the little giggle out of it. And he gets it out of you most times.
He does. Jazz says I can't take anyone serious who calls the Texans co-Texans or the Cowboys cowgirls. I'm totally with you. If you use cowgirls as a reference, that's just lame.
Co-Texans
like that's
worse.
Like. I mean, that's.
I know somebody who uses that reference a lot.
Co-Texans or cowgirls?
Cowgirls, but I'm not going
to
mention
it. I mean, it's like, to me, it's just like, come on. I mean, you can be better than that. Like, we could come up with something more. And I know you've said this, but I also hate Romosexual. I just think that's dumb, too.
I know you.
I think that's dumb. I mean, we can be better than that. We're grown folks with creative minds. I think you could do better than those.
Playoffs are around the corner with Springer Dingers. And by the way, Ryan Anderson just hit a three ball from Galveston.
Yeah.
Woo! Bill, you got that right. I don't know if I've told this story before. I think I might have. But my worst experience with with Cowboys fans was at the old Texas Stadium. It was the NFC Championship game. It was Green Bay and Dallas. And we sit next to a husband and wife with Cowboys gear on. And my buddy and Jeff Kaplan, who's now the head trainer for the Texans, and I were at the game, and he used to work for the Packers. We got some Packer gear on. And before the game, they're like, hey, great season. No matter what happens, you guys are a great team, blah, blah. We said, no, right the back with you. Exchange pleasantries. Everything seemed really nice. And then Emmitt Smith was going out of bounds, and he got, you know, he was on the sideline, and he got pushed out of bounds. And the guy looks at me and goes, oh, mother F, you a-hole. That was a late hit. And we were like, what? So then after that, the Packers nose guard was going to make a tackle, Frank Yurkovich, and one of the Cowboys linemen chop blocked him, and he tore his ACL on the play. And the guy goes, C-U-S-O-B, that's exactly what you get for what you did to Emmett.
What?
And I tapped his wife on the shoulder, and I said, if your husband says one more word to me between now and the end of the game, I'm going to embarrass him and you, because I'm going to beat the living S out of him in front of this entire section. And she looked at him and she went, Jerry, you need to shut your mouth. And I looked at him and I was like, dude, where did, you know,
you're
seriously?
So violent,
and the
Joel.
Cowboys won the game. And I said, you know what? Great game. Congratulations to you. But that guy, no, that was, to me, that was the start of a very bad relationship when I've gone to Dallas, except for the fact that Lambeau South is Jerry World since we won the Super Bowl there against the Steelers.
All right.
I like to get that jab in there.
Let's stop.
Well,
that.
You know, after all, you love it as America's team, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's not. Let's go to Clarence. Clarence has been holding for a while now, and he wants to talk football. Clarence, I'm hoping you're not wanting to talk Saints. Just kidding. I know you do. What's up, man?
First, Barry, I'm going to need you to sound a little bit more excited when you're picking up my call. Sound like what? It's an inconvenience.
Hold on. You can't just call and start ordering me and telling me how excited I have to be.
I mean,
Clarence, guys. It's Clarence. Yay!
Clarence, your damn football team had to leave the country to get a win.
Right?
You had to have tea and crumpets to get a win. Tea and crumpets, and then you beat the Dolphins.
Hey, we got to win here, and we got to win there. Although that first half was ugly, I thought Big Bird was walking around dropping his feathers. So many flags was coming out.
Clarence, in a nutshell, anytime you play against Jay Cutler, you've got a 75% chance to win.
Hey, yeah. Smoking Jay, you got to love him, though.
Yeah. What's up, man?
After I finished watching that game, I watched the Texans, and by the third quarter, I was on my phone calling Crime Stoppers to, you know, take out Deshaun Watson, because that was probably the best game that I've seen the Texans play since they've been in the league.
Ooh. Okay.
The best.
You going with
offense,
that?
Offense, defense, special teams, even Bill O'Brien.
You know?
What was it, 09 with Schaub when they had some, ass whoopings on
some
They
put
teams.
Up some good games, but he's right. I mean, they had the long run, long return on the kickoff on special teams. They played well. The play calling, the defense played well, the turnovers. I can't really argue with you, Clarence. I think you're right. It was a complete game for sure.
It was one of the best games. And three.
Yeah.
Because I know at some point y'all going to talk college football.
Okay.
Who the hell is Troy? Where is Troy located? What the hell is going on in LSU?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Troy is in Alabama, and we've got things to mention about that, because not only are they there, but they are on social media, and they had the tweet of the weekend, by the way.
They did.
Yeah. So there's that to get to as well. Troy has spoken.
I couldn't even tell you where Troy was located, who plays for them, who's coaching, and how many people they got in their school, if their girls are hot or anything.
Dude, you and me both, man. Hey, appreciate the call. We got to get to break, Clarence. Thank you. Congrats on your Saints being 2-2. Way to be mediocre, Saints. Good job.
Good luck at the gym. Good luck at the dog, Clarence. By the way, again, Friday, traveling road show. Nick and myself, as well as the Blitz, at Luke's Ice House, back in Beaumont, back in the 409. Nick's going to be taking selfies, signing autographs. Everybody's going to be there 1 to 7 p.m. Feel free to join us. We look forward to you guys celebrating with some Miller Lite, some Coors Light, and, of course, a whole lot of great ESPN 97.5 radio. We're going to be back with a whole lot more, easy for me to say, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for that third hour as we continue to roll on with third hour of the big show. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, Barry is here, Nick's here, I'm here. News of the day in the NFL and otherwise to get to in just mere minutes, but right now you want to update
people, man.
On a little NFL-ish kind of thing.
Yeah, that Sam Adams Steinhoisting contest is still going on. It continues this Wednesday at Sport and Woody's. Join Raheel and Tomball from 5 until 7 at Sport and Woody's for the next round of the hoisting competition. The grand finale, don't forget, is October 12th. That's where we'll crown the champ and award $1,000, and the winner gets to tour the Sam Adams Brewery in Boston. So good luck. See you guys out there. Be out there with Raheel in Tomball, 5 to 7.
Sportin' Woody's.
Sportin' Woody's.
Interesting name.
Be there.
Catchy.
That's right.
For a bar.
Look what Clarence did. Brought us another Saints caller.
Oh, hell.
Well, Clarence is punished.
I like Greg's call because Watts, I think we need to talk more. You know what? I actually was making some notes. Watson gets a lot of credit. O'Brien gets a lot of credit. Couple of things, though. I feel like at doing what we do in sports talk, but also as fans, we're real quick to dog Will Fuller. We are real quick to trash him. Trash his hands, hands of stone. Lamont had a hilarious tweet of a guy with no hands. It was like, Will Fuller ready for game day. But how about the fact that he made all the catches?
Played great.
He played out of his mind.
Let's also not look past the fact that he was still supposed to be out for several weeks made a quick recovery.
And along with DeAndre Hopkins, made Adoree Jackson just look pedestrian. Took the lid off the defense, did everything that you would want. And if Deshaun Watson is a little bit more accurate, they have another. They hook up for another touchdown or two. There was two different deep balls that Watson missed. So, I mean, you tip your hat and salute to Will Fuller because he played a hell of a game, and I don't think anybody was expecting that.
Anybody was expecting like him going into the game because Tyler Irvin got
Tyler
hurt.
Irvin's out,
and
for
then
the
they
year.
Put him in. They God, put him man. In to return.
So yeah, Fuller's going to have to be your return guy.
Crazy.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was watching the game, the first touchdown that the Texans gave up. I saw it happening when you saw Clowney bite on the play fake. That's the second time.
Is that Mariota going straight up the middle?
No, Mariota bounces it outside. It's a play fake up the middle. And then Mariota, because Clowney collapses, instead of setting the edge, he collapses. Mariota just bounces it outside and scrambles for that first touchdown. I'm starting to see that more and more from Clowney. You want to see him. I don't necessarily want Clowney dropping back in coverage because I don't think that's his thing, but he's got to be more disciplined in this defense and set that edge and stay home and do his job.
Because you also can't quit on it once the play goes by or goes on to the other side.
Biting on that just looked, that was bad. Yeah. Like, you know, so, I mean, but that's nitpicky. You know what I mean? He still had a good game. The Texans defense played well, but those were just a couple of notes that I made, and I especially wanted to mention Will Fuller because for as much crap as he got and gets, and rightfully so for some of the performances that he's turned in, hats off to him for a hell of a game. And at the same time, Delanie Walker is just a beast.
He's a hell of a tight
Watching
end.
Watching that dude play football is kind of fun.
Yeah,
I hate it because he's a Titan, but man, that dude.
He's kind of separated himself from like the rest of the tight ends a little bit. You know, Jimmy Graham has digressed
and come back to the pack a little bit. You know, you've got guys that have had good seasons, but other than Gronk, I mean, Delanie Walker is right up there. He's a hell of a tight end. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Other news and notes real quick of the NFL. It finally happened, the inevitable. The Bears bench Glennon for Mitch Trubisky, so he will be the new starter of the Chicago Bears. Unfortunate news for Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, who was off to a flying start as the running back, the rookie from Florida State, out for the year with a torn ACL. So he's out. Injuries last night keep piling up for the Seahawks, as well as left tackle Reese Odhiambo remains in the hospital with what doctors are believing to be called a cardiac contusion or a bruised heart. So he is out. And their running back, Chris Carson, the rookie, broken leg out. So injuries keep piling up across the NFL. Heart? Bruised heart.
That sounds like a lot of Houstonians
right
now.
Took a really big chest blow last night.
That's crazy.
Stayed in for one more series, then was hospitalized and remains there.
I didn't know you could bruise your heart.
Yeah, I neither. I don't ever want to play again. If you bruise my heart, I don't want to ever play again.
You've been divorced, you know.
That'll bruise your ego.
All right, Barry, call it. You want to get to that Greg call first?
Yeah, since we talked a little bit about Watson and the other NFL stuff, let's get to Greg. Greg, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I love the show as always. I listen to you guys practically every day. I haven't called in a long time, the ESPN, but I love listening to the station. The thing that impresses me about this young man is just his quick study. The thing I love about him is it's like some of his previous coaches, whether it's Dabo Swinney or even Bill O'Brien, has said, the kid will make a mistake, but then after he makes it, he learns from it, and you know, you may never see him make that same mistake again. And I think that's the impressive thing about this young man. And what you said, Barry, yesterday, today, a few minutes ago about Will Fuller, I agree with you. He had an excellent game yesterday. And I think sometimes we fans, like you say, we get in the habit of dogging people because that's sort of the thing we do as fans. And we don't know whether the guy totally missed the coverage, whether he ran the play, or any of that. But when we see a guy, you know, have a struggle, you know, that's what we do as fans. It's just a normal thing of being human. But we also ought to praise them when they're doing as well as they are. And, I mean, this kid, I think, is going to get better and better and better. I mean, I don't know if he'll have another game where he gets 5 touchdowns, but if you see this young man grow up in the NFL before our eyes, we'll really be pleased with what we're going to get in the future.
Agree, man.
Yeah, it's a good call, man. We appreciate it, Greg. Don't be a stranger again, because that was solid and, again, concise and to the point. And hit pretty much everything you wanted to talk about.
You know, the other things that I liked about the game with Watson, and because I went back and watched it again, and there were certain plays that I noticed because I wanted to see how he was handling things. Like the first drive of the second half, it's 3rd and 6, and Dick LeBeau basically, he stands up everyone on the line. So you don't know who's dropping in coverage, you know, and he blitzes 7 guys on that 3rd and long. And Watson does a really good job of bleeding that or reading that, dumping it, reading the blitz, dumping it off to Ellington. Ellington came up a little short on that first down, on that 3rd down play of the 1st down marker, but it shows you that Watson is reading the defense and understanding and just taking what they give him and not making stupid plays. There were a couple of throws where under duress, he launched it up, but he did so in a way that no one else was going to catch it. Right, so it was smart. The throw to Griffin in the back of the end zone, either Griffin was going to catch it or nobody was. And these are the things that rookie quarterbacks usually don't do. The first touchdown pass to Ellington, play action pass, he looks off, or no, was it Griffin? He looks off the linebacker. He moves the linebacker with his eyes, goes back to the left side of the field and connects. I mean, just things that you don't expect to see a rookie doing yet.
The biggest thing with Dick LeBeau, if you watch the game, you saw the stats, especially against rookie quarterbacks, his success rate is through the roof. He's a genius defensive player, but you just can't plan for containing a guy that's as athletic as Deshaun Watson. Because one, he's proven he can throw it. He can throw it on the run. He can throw it in the pocket. But again, along the way, say what you will about anything with his ex-coaches, which is all valid. But his ability to play in big games, in big situations, the stage is never too big. He's intelligent enough to know when to stay in the pocket, when to leave, when to slide up, when to move his feet. And he has a great, just a conceptual grab of the offense to know where he should be looking, where his checkdowns are. And he just gets it. And for all the things you've heard from Salisbury to the national people that say this kid has that it factor, everybody around Houston was like, yeah, okay, sure, he's got to prove it to us. He's doing it right before your eyes.
I hope so. I hope he keeps it up. I really do, because it'll be great to see it. I was driving home yesterday from after Houston game day, listening to the game. Mm-hmm. And Andre Ware was talking about the fact that, yeah, Dick LeBeau is great at scheming and throwing things at rookie quarterbacks. But the problem that he was having is if you can't stop the run, you can't do any of that. And that's another thing. They ran the ball really well for the second game in a row. Up the middle against the Patriots, they were gashing them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, LeBeau might be great and be great at scheming, but if you can run the ball like the Texans were able to run the ball, you can't do that. And what does that mean? That means the offensive line played pretty damn well again.
I think LeBeau is 80 years old, though. I think he is now getting that bracelet lined up in case he falls down on the sidelines.
Can't get up.
He can at least get a relative to get him help when he needs it. All right, so we've got a half hour to go still in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to have you. We see Mike on hold. We'll get to you. HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Barry's manning the text. We take the calls, and we're also available on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Houston, the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways that you can qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You can win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. You get to go to the football game on December 17th at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, all courtesy of Florida's first coast of golf. Visit Florida and visit ESPN 97.5.
Good news, bad news out of baseball and the Astros for the playoffs.
I saw that.
Good news. Congratulations to Carlos Correa on being named American League Player of the Week. Well-deserved and earned. After a big, strong finish to the season, it looks like, as we were talking about, he is in postseason form, so that's good news. Bad news, umpiring crew named for the Red Sox-Astros series, and one of the guys, most notably, not very good when it comes to Astros baseball, Angel Hernandez, on that list.
Boo.
Covering that series.
Yeah, that sucks.
Can we keep him from being behind home plate? That would be wonderful.
Would be great, wouldn't it?
Fantastic, but not going to happen. So I guess Mike's been waiting a while. We should get him in here real quick on the Saints. See what Clarence started. Mike, what's up?
Mikey.
Mike, you there?
A really good Minnesota Vikings team that, bar an injury, would be in the playoffs. And the second loss was against the defending champions. And then the next two games in eight quarters, they held everybody to just one touchdown.
So you're saying the Saints' defense is good?
Saying it's pretty darn good. It's looking promising.
You know what's not looking promising is that schedule. You guys, I mean, they're going to be, look, if they are good, they're going to have plenty of ample opportunities to prove it, because with that division and the strength within their division, I mean, for as much as you were saying who they lost to, which is fair, I mean, you also got to look at who they beat and the fact that they beat a team in Miami that just seems to be in complete disarray. And, you know, let's not forget the Dolphins lost to the Jets, too. So they're not good.
Right, but they beat a Carolina Panthers team that the following week, well, the previous week was 2-0, and then the following week beat the defending champion Patriots.
No, you're right. They beat Carolina, and that's fair.
And they held them to one touchdown.
But we aren't anointing anybody a Super Bowl champ or a playoff team, you know, after the first couple of weeks, the first quarter of the season. But look, those were wins they have to have. They got them. Now we'll see how they do in you know, with the rest of the divisional schedule and the teams that they got to play. But obviously, at least positive signs coming out of Saints camp after, you know, a tough opener. It's still trying to figure out what to do with all the running backs, including Adrian Peterson, and taking away weapons from a guy like Drew Brees later in his career.
Well, looking at the recent injury in Minnesota, there's a pretty good chance that they could end up trading Peterson back to Minnesota, and then possibly they haven't even played their number two wide receiver yet in Snead.
Appreciate the call, Mike. He ain't going back to Minnesota. They got Latavius Murray, and they got him for a reason, signed him from Oakland. He will be the guy that will get the majority of the carries in Minnesota. So they've got their running backs figured out. Saints have to figure out theirs. But like I said, Breeze used the running backs, used all three of them this weekend, and it worked to their advantage. See if they can continue to do that.
Yeah, and anointing them. I mean, you can play that whole, well, we beat this team and this team beat that team. That's just not,
I hate that.
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't tell you anything. You know what I mean? Like, I like to look at the real numbers that have been put up against the collective of the schedule. Right now, the Saints are 16th in scoring in the NFL. Not horrible, not as bad as one would think, giving up points. They're giving up about 20 a game. Not great. That's 12th best in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So not terrible either. So, but yards per game? I guess you could say that the Saints are kind of a bend but don't break team.
Is that what you'd call it?
29th in the NFL in total yards given up. So, yeah, you, I mean, again, I guess it's just beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but beating a Jay Cutler-led Dolphins team that didn't score a single point, you get no points from me for that. I award you no points or whatever the hell that saying is.
2-2 it's just, on the season so far, Barry. You go quickly, win or loss for me, rest of the schedule for the Saints. Ready?
Okay.
Detroit.
Loss.
Packers.
Loss.
Bears.
Win.
Buccaneers.
Loss.
Bills.
Oh. Normally I would say loss, but I'll be damned if the Bills. Normally I would say win, but the Bills are playing well. We'll go win. No.
At
I'm sorry.
Buffalo.
It's at Buffalo. Loss.
Redskins.
Win.
Rams.
I'll give them a win.
At home. No, that's at LA.
Yeah, I'll give them a win.
Panthers.
I think the Panthers might be rolling by then. Loss.
Falcons.
Loss.
Jets.
Win.
Falcons again.
At home. I'll give them a win for that.
And Buccaneers.
Loss.
That ain't getting them in the playoffs.
No. How many was that? I don't even know.
I think you gave them...
I gave them the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. One of the Falcons game. No.
Yep.
Yeah, one of the Falcons games.
Redskins. Rams. So I gave them, what, 5 wins maybe?
So they're 6-10 to finish.
So yeah. Well, they'll be 7-9. 7-9, 6-10. Ain't happening.
That's not good enough to even sniff that playoff spot, regardless of what happens with Minnesota or anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep hope alive. At least Alvin Kamara looked good as a rookie, so that helps. He had 30, you know, he had some touches, he had some touchdowns. Fantasy pickups abound this week because of the fact that there are so many injuries in the league. But the Saints with the three-headed monster at running back, we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, but they do, I mean, you know, you have Drew Brees.
As long as you have Breeze,
always
you got a chance,
be in
man.
It. You no can always doubt. Be in it. But putting up 3 points and a half against the Dolphins,
And then 1 week they're ready to trade Vaccaro and they think that he's terrible. And the next week Clarence is calling about the fact that he made big plays. Thank God they didn't do that. There's just too much uncertainty with the Saints right now in a very tough division. When you're talking about Tampa Bay and Atlanta and Carolina, look, those are tough teams. So, and you're playing against the NFC North this year. And aside from the Bears, those are tough teams. That schedule is no cupcake schedule, and they got their work cut out for them.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple there. So, other news and notes as we touched on. A big win for those Panthers at New England. Cam Newton played very well. Panthers look like that they're getting better from that division.
Didn't think that would happen.
No, and right. Our man Cody was extremely happy because, boy, oh, boy, those Bills, that was a good game. I watched the end of that. Bills with a big win at Atlanta. I saw them being competitive. I did not honestly say, I said this to Cody on Twitter. I could see that being where the Bills beat the spread. I didn't see him winning in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It proves there's a lot of parity in the NFL this year. Look, with one unbeaten team left. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, we got one segment left to go before we turn it over to the Blitz, so don't go anywhere. We'll have a lot more for you right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Stopping, stalling, we're running in circles again. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects before we turn it over to the Blitz. Having a good day on a Monday. On a not-so-good day out there in the real world. We've been trying to cover sports and stuff as we continue to roll on. Lots of good participation today. I like the suspects chiming in on all forms. Text, call, and Twitter. So that was good.
I mean, I kind of like some of them chiming in.
Well, some of them got brought some of that on yourself.
I brought it all on myself, but some of them got butt hurt, whatever.
Meow. Butt hurt has a way of rearing its ugly head around this show. Let's just say that.
We may bring it on ourselves.
Sometimes.
You know.
Sometimes others may try and bring it on. And then again, like I said, be careful what you wish for if that's what you want to do. All right. With that being said, Quentin wants to get in here. Talk a little bit about Texans Cowboys. What's up, man?
Quentin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dude, long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while. Where you been?
Hey, like I told you before, I ain't like you guys. I got to actually do some work now. But anyway, that's no here, no there. Hey, you guys talking about Dallas. I mean, you can't call a place that uses 60 to 70 other small towns a metroplex. Come on, guys. Here in Houston, we don't include Sugarland, Katy, Tomball, Humble. All these other little small towns. I mean,
yeah, we do though, Quentin. Yeah, but Quentin, you don't think people that live in Katy don't when you go somewhere, like I live in Spring, and if I go up to Dallas and people say, "Where are you from?" I don't go Spring, Texas. I say Houston. And it's the same thing. When you're in Plano, you don't say Plano, you say Dallas. Now you say Fort Worth or Dallas, but you don't say Keller. You say Fort Worth. It's the same thing. You don't say Spring.
No, I've had people ask them, hey, where you guys from? Because, you know, we travel a lot because of baseball. And they always, oh, yeah, we're from Grand Prairie or we're from Louisville or something. Yeah, they don't say we're from Dallas or Fort Worth. They may say it's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they don't actually say, oh, we're from Dallas or Fort Worth.
I've heard that they don't like to refer to themselves as being from the D.
Just don't be hating on them because they have good zoning and we don't. Let's be real. Our zoning sucks down here. Oh, look,
hey, but anyways,
look, a pawn shop, a church, porn, liquor store, high-rise. It's terrible.
They're all about the D, Barry.
All right.
All about the D. All right, Quentin, we appreciate it, man. We're up against it, but thanks for chiming in, brother.
All right, bye.
He was not happy, Barry.
Well, you cut him off. He had something else.
It wasn't because he didn't hear happy. He had something else to say.
Oh, cool. Poor Quentin.
You guys look for every opportunity to put that.
Yeah, we do. Andrew, don't you want to talk trash to Joel? Go ahead, man.
Andrew. We wanted to make more time for Andrew to talk trash.
I've been waiting to get through, and Joel always hangs up on me every time because this is the year of the Detroit Lions, man.
Oh, hell. Hang up on Andrew. No, I'm just kidding.
If I controlled the phones, I still wouldn't hang up on you, Andrew, so that's a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing you're not, Barry. That's all I'm going to say. Joel, the way we're knocking people out, Aaron Rodgers, it's over, bro. He's not playing well.
Have you not
anyway.
Said this for the last, like, what, 12 years? And the fact that in saying all this, did you not just steamroll a Vikings team quarterbacked by Case Keenum yesterday? Oh, no, that's right. They were inside.
It's like David Johnson, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You keep hanging your hat on all of this stuff, and we'll just see how it plays out because you got to play the Packers twice this year. So we'll see. You know, it'll be earned, right?
Do you guys know each other?
No.
Okay, I feel like...
No, he's a Packers fan.
Oh, okay, that's all it is, just Lions, Packers, hate. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so Barry, I do have a question for you, though. Did you ever try the skewer on the back of the throat?
No, because it just, like, went away. I don't have it anymore. I don't know what happened. Maybe I choked on it in the middle of the night. I have no idea. But it's not there anymore.
No, I love it. So if I listen to your show every time, I just want to get in for once and just tell Joel that after... What is it, the 12th of November? I'll be calling again.
Hey, we need to get a friendly bet going. Maybe bet some lunch or something, huh?
That's fine, Andrew. I mean, you got to hang your hat on something. The city's bankrupt.
Yeah, how confident are you in your Lions? You want to bet something like a lunch or something?
I can bet lunch. Barry, I ain't buying you lunch, though.
Wow. That came out of nowhere.
Fine. I'm just trying to get Joel a free lunch.
Joel, you in for lunch?
Dude, we got to play each other twice. That's fine.
First one's in Detroit.
Well, then we all go to the armpit. And then after we get done to the armpit, then we go to God's place for football. It's all fine. It evens out. God's
Andrew,
place.
Are you from Detroit originally? Were you born there or something?
I am.
What's a dirtier city, yeah. Detroit or Houston?
I feel safer walking down Detroit, but I make more money here. So,
well, I know jobs are good here and housing is cheap. What's dirtier? What's a dirty? I'm not talking about crime.
What's dirtier?
Or like, yeah, dirtier, like freeways
Houston,
and roads.
Houston,
okay.
Houston by far.
Okay.
Dirtier than the
Detroit's
D?
Tiny, man. Detroit's tiny.
Okay. Well, that like settles.
How do you, but Andrew, how do you feel safer walking the streets of H-Town than you do Detroit? Or Detroit is, that's a tough city, bro. I've got a lot of friends from Detroit.
Yeah, it's a tough city, but if you're from there, you know where to go.
Oh, so I don't know where to go in neighborhoods. Houston. So you stay.
I was walking down the Fifth Ward, and I heard one of my buddies was driving in his truck. He had to go to the emergency room. He got shot through the arm.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Oh, come on. I'm sure that's happened.
That's what
Detroit.
I'm saying, man. I mean, I got mugged for a shoe by a one-legged man, but you know, I was 12, so I had it coming.
Stop wearing Detroit? Those Skechers, man.
That happened in Detroit?
Yeah, man. I was 12 years old. Got mugged by a dude with one leg.
You've got to be making that up,
yeah,
Andrew.
You are.
No, dude, I wish. Yeah, pistol whip. I was getting out of the corner store.
Hop-along took you down.
Oh, you got mugged by a pirate in Detroit. How does that happen?
It's Detroit, baby.
He took one shoe from you. Give me your shoe. Like what? My shoe? My shoes? No, your shoe, dude. That's insane.
Exactly. Not both of them. Not both. Just the left.
That is hilarious.
Andrew, Houston loves you. Thanks for giving us Verlander, if nothing else.
Yeah, he can't pitch in the series, so you
yeah,
can have
that's
him.
True.
All right, we'll
appreciate
see,
the call,
we'll
Andrew.
Him. Thanks, Andrew.
That's
we'll
hilarious.
Talk to you again.
Dude,
he got mugged by a one-legged guy.
Oh my God, that is the best.
Hop-along Cassidy is no longer a myth.
Oh God, I would have never in a million years could I have come up with something as funny as getting mugged for your shoe by a one-legged mugger.
Another key word there. Your shoe.
Yeah.
Not plural.
That's why I did it.
I just need one.
That's why I did it.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
That
oh, that's so good.
Crazy.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. So I'm sure we'll talk to Andrew again because he'll be kicking up some dust about his Lions come those matchups. Anything else striking you as incredibly interesting before we turn this thing over?
Yeah. I saw this. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a in California. In San Diego, a Cub Scout pack went on a hike, and I was trying to see a date on this article, and I didn't find one, but I assume it was, we'll see how soon it was, but they went on a hike to a nude beach by mistake, which, even if this is old, my thought was, how bad are you as a Cub Scout leader if you take your troop on a hike to a nude beach? He got in trouble, but it made me think, I've never been to a nude beach. Have you?
No.
Would you go?
No.
I wouldn't either. Like, it's not even that I don't have confidence.
I don't need the whole world to see my shortcomings.
Well, that would be part of it. You know what I mean? Because then you go swimming and it might be cool and then you can't, you know
scared
what I mean?
Turtle and yeah.
But no one hot ever goes to a nude beach, and that would be why I wouldn't want to go. No, there's no hot chick that's like, you know what I need today? I need to go get naked and get a bunch of sand in my butt. That's what I really want to do today. Like, it's usually just big folks that are like, hey,
I tend
whatever.
To think it's more of an international thing. Like, if you go
Euros,
so are Speedos. Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, and again, I've never been, but I don't feel like I've seen, you know, you've seen stories or pictures or videos. I don't know that I would ever go because you would think you would. Like, oh, yeah, nude beach. Let's go check it out. No. Like, it's no one's ever. It's they used to have on cruise ships, the very top deck was known as, like, I don't know. There was a name for it, but it was always the nude. That's where you sunbathe nude at.
Okay.
On the top deck of the ship. So you would have to go up there, and you had to be a certain age. I went up there on the one cruise I went on. Oh, I regretted it. It was nobody. There was no, like, the
grandmas
hot,
and
yes. Yeah. Like, I don't need to see some lady laying on her breast because she's so old that they're just on her sides. They're in her, like, they're in her armpits.
It's like you over squeezed an Oreo and the stuffing started coming out the sides.
Yeah. I don't need that. That's not so. Yeah. When I saw that, I thought it was funny that a Cub Scout leader screwed up, but it really made me think, I don't know that I would ever want to go to one of those. I just had no desire.
I have no interest in it. But, I mean, I know they're popular amongst certain folks. I think Nick's kind of onto something, too. The international appeal, it's the same reason why guys that are portly wear a Speedo.
I didn't even go to a nude beach in Egypt. And when I went to the Red Sea,
yeah,
it was all Europeans there.
Were there any hot ones there?
Yeah, there were plenty.
Damn it.
There was a lot of, like, Russians. There were a lot of...
See?
Yeah, but...
But I don't think that's the case here. Nude beaches here?
Like I said, I've never been to one here. Say again?
Did you get to see some babushkas?
Oh.
No, I, the thing is, my mom was with me and I was a kid when this happened.
Oh,
so
wow.
Your mom, you go to a nude beach?
No, and the Red Sea, you don't understand. They don't care.
No, really?
It doesn't have to be a nude beach.
Oh, they just declothe anywhere.
Exactly. You're at
the Serenity Deck. My brother-in-law, Alex Lucio, just texted me. It's the Serenity Deck is what it's called. That's where all the nudity happens. I don't know if they still have them, but it'd be worth checking out on your next cruise.
Yeah, head up to the big deck.
Yeah.
See what they got. All right, so that's a Monday for the Usual Suspects. We'll be back with a whole lot more tomorrow and the rest of the week. Don't forget, Friday, back at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, it's me and Nick, because Barry's on the road to the next most beautiful city in Texas, San Antonio. But until then, it's Fred, AJ, and the Blitz next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.